So let's finish out with your last patient. This sounds really fascinating. 36-year-old, postmenopausal woman because she had a BSO who's BRCA2 germline positive. And did she know prior to being diagnosed with breast cancer about the BRCA?
She found out at the time of diagnosis.
Wow. She had a family history?
She had a limited family history. It's interesting how 50% of the patients that are diagnosed with BRCA mutations do not meet criteria for testing.
Right. Although sometimes I wonder what the criteria for testing is going to evolve into with the use of PARP inhibitors, but I guess that's more metastatic disease. Anyhow, so she has ER positive, HER2 negative metastatic disease to the liver and spine. Now, this was at presentation or she had a recurrence?
That was at presentation.
Again, okay. And so she gets started out on an AI and palbo, but then has progression in 6 months. That's pretty unusual.
It looked like she had endocrine-resistant disease, and that was my concern as well. I mean, you're expecting these drugs to have a PFS of around 2 years, if not more, and six-month PFS is very, very low, very, very short.
But now, she got the BSO after she found out she had breast cancer?
Exactly.
That's interesting. So, well, she's getting an AI and palbo. So she was PIK3 positive. Is it just positive or negative, or is there like a number?
It's positive if whether they're mutated or not. Again, the trick is to make sure that you're checking the hotspot exons on the PIK3CA, but she was positive, so she had a PIK3CA mutation.
That's interesting. So it's kind of like maybe the EGFR situation in non-small cell lung cancer, different types of mutations of PIK3?
There are different types of mutations. I don't know that we have enough data to show that one is better than the other to have, so we've kind of looped them all together. And so if anybody has one of those mutations that compromise the function of PI3 kinase, then they're called mutation positive and they're eligible for alpelisib.
So she actually got started on it 9 months ago, so she was one of the early people. I guess it wasn't even approved then. This was on a trial, I guess.
This was on a clinical trial, exactly.
And what endocrine therapy was it combined with?
It was combined with fulvestrant.
Fulvestrant, right. That makes sense. And how did she do?
You know, she actually did not do very well. She progressed relatively quickly on alpelisib, and that's when I switched her to a PARP inhibitor, and she's actually doing really well with a PARP inhibitor, and this was the first medication that her tumor responded to. She had some stable disease with palbo, but she never had tumor regression, and this was the first scan that she received that had a decrease in her liver lesions.